Who are the people in your neighborhood? One audio producer drives a cab around the valley and records some of the people she meets. Here's another conversation.
When you're a cab driver, it all starts like this.
Hello.
Hello.
When you're a cab driver with an accent, it goes on like this.
Where are you from? I hear your accent.
Then it takes all different directions.
My cousin lives in St. Petersburg, and we went to see her.
And as soon as you hear something that stands out, you say,
can I record you?
Sure. No, it's okay.
My name is Regina Ravazova, and now you're going to hear what I hear in my car. Please meet AJ. He works in behavioral health industry and teaches kids how to provide tools for themselves, tools that might not be immediately available.
Sometimes I feel like I'm the most adaptable man on the planet.
He often reflects on personal experience, on support system that he had to build for himself at the age of 5 in order to survive.
So I'm 5 years old. I make a friend that goes to the same school. He lives 3 doors down. I was constantly going over to his house and hanging out with him, and then I started to hang out with his family. I'd kind of like go over there in the morning, and his mom would make breakfast, and I'd sit there and I'd eat the living crap out of this breakfast. How many tortillas do you want? And she made them from scratch. It wasn't even tortillas that you would buy, you know, at the store. So how do you say no to that? Yes, I want something to eat. Yes, I will eat again. I found myself eating there every day. And then it became pretty consistent. There was a point in time where I didn't want to go home. You know, my family was so involved in gangs. And so I just kept going over, and eventually she kind of noticed the pattern of, this kid's always at my house. So she just took it in her own liberty to be like, hey, from now on, whenever you're hungry, doesn't matter if it's morning before school, if it's after school, if it's dinner time, or if it's in the middle of the night, you come over here and you eat. Of course, this is all broken English. By the time I was 10 years old, I have been spending 5 years with this family. They kind of start seeing the bits and pieces of my life. I was worried about things like bills and food and making sure the water was coming out of the tap. They didn't shut it off, which is terrible for a 10-year-old. Mario and Maria are definitely the people that were people from Mexico, where they're originally from, would come over and, you know, they would stay with him for a few weeks until they got on their feet. They found a job, and they were constantly taking care of someone. They had a little house in the back. You know, they just did the same thing for me, only instead of crossing the border, I just passed a few houses. I think they taught me how to care for someone else genuinely without asking for anything in return. From Mario's aspect, he taught me that it was okay to make fun of each other, and it was okay to, you know, make jokes and not to worry, to be 10. I didn't really reflect on any of this until about a year ago, to be honest with you. You know, Mario's passed away a few years ago. When he passed away, I really felt like I lost my dad. The family that really was my support system, and they were the people that showed me about love, and they showed me about, you know, caring. There was even times where, you know, they were like teaching me how to shave and doing all those parental things that weren't there for me on a consistent basis. My security blanket, the people that made me feel safe. And I do really well when I have people to say, hey, AJ, I'm proud of you. Or, hey, AJ, you're messing up. Or, you know, hey, let's just go get lunch. Don't worry about it, I'll buy. That's when you see yourself going to talk to the boy or the girl that, you know, is way out of your league, or going for the job that's, you know, pays much more, and you're kind of nervous about it. You're like, oh, I don't know. And the only other thing I have to say is that the Suns got robbed on the NBA lottery draft.
These are the stories from people that live in your neighborhood, that shop in grocery stores near you, pass you on the sidewalks, ride in cabs next to you. This is Open Conversation, and I'm Regina Ravazova.
Regina Ravazova is a producer in Phoenix, and you are listening to the show.